Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, designing custom decks for outdoor relaxation and entertaining. Details at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Let's take a minute to talk about what we mean when we say the St. Louis area. Our region is pretty unique in that we have very distinct official boundaries. The city of St. Louis is different from St. Louis County. Both are in Missouri. The Metro East, where East St. Louis is located, is in Illinois, a different state entirely. At the same time, we've got cities called O'Fallon. Cities, plural, because there's one on each side of the Mississippi River. Same name, same spelling. Now, those who've lived in the St. Louis metro area for a long time are used to these quirks, and it can and does confuse plenty of newcomers or visitors to St. Louis. Worse, though, is that these boundaries often create an us versus them dynamic, even when the us and the them are just a mile or two down the road or across a bridge from each other. Anthony Lucius is determined to create connection through music. He's been producing beats and writing lyrics since he was a teen. His latest album, Squad Goals Volume 1, exemplifies that. And Anthony's here to talk with us about it. Anthony, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Appreciate you having me.
So Anthony, you've been writing, recording, and performing your music for some time now, and it started when you were just a kid. And you are proudly from the Metro East with roots in East St. Louis and O'Fallon, Illinois.
Yes.
And your latest album, very intentionally, brings both sides of the river together. Anthony, as an artist, you know, growing up in different ways in the Metro East, how significant has that divide, you know, between musicians in St. Louis and the Metro East been?
To me, it was pretty prominent. I grew up listening to Ra Reese, but then we also had Nelly at the same time, and to see the success that Nelly had, it was really good. But it was also nice to see somebody from my side, as far as the East side, and Ra Reese also had his album in Best Buy, I believe. So it was nice to see somebody from my backyard to do it nationally as well, too. So,
among kids, what kinds of things did they say about being from the East Side and then being from St. Louis?
I feel like, you know, kids will be kids. So we got our jokes, you know. And that's why I always say that we could talk about each other, but, you know, we don't let too many other people from other cities talk about, you know, us. But it's just, I feel like we just have our ways about each other and we just like to point it out. So, you know, maybe people from St. Louis do things different and maybe us being from the East Side do things a little different as well. So it's just nice to see those differences, you know, and I try to bring them together. So,
was there a moment or a point at which you just knew that you had to create something that was focused on collaboration and camaraderie between, you know, the two sides?
Yes, it was really important to me. Mastermind's a good friend of mine, and I feel that just seeing everything that he does in the city kind of put that battery in my back to be like, let me help a friend out. You know, I see everything that he does as far as helping out the community, and most of these artists are my friends, you know, so why not bring us together? I feel like we have different sounds, you know, different little palettes as far as sound-wise, so how about you add a little bit? You know, you add a little bit, and I think that's what helps bring it together.
So you've mentioned Mastermind, which is a familiar name for us. He's been part of our music episode in the past. But there are several other familiar names on Squad Goals Volume 1. And these are folks like Oso Valley, Brock Seals, Fonz, and Rachel Bougier. And along with you and other collaborators, they're all on the illustrated, like the drawn cover of your new album. How is it that you connected with everyone for Squad Goals Volume 1?
So I started working with Lee G, close friend of mine from my neighborhood in East St. Louis. So we was thinking about like, hey, we like how Brock was just dropping music. I think he dropped a project before not too long ago. And we were just listening to different artists and seeing what they were bringing to the table, and also had just recently dropped music, and I was liking the music he produced. And mind you, I didn't have a relationship with Oso, but I had a relationship with the other artists, and that's what really made me just kind of tap into what they were doing, because I felt like it was very new, and it was just something that wasn't like, sometimes you hear local music and you're like, oh, okay, I mean, it's good, but I felt that bringing something very special to the table. So that's why I just wanted to work with them. And I feel like the worst thing a person can tell you is no, and you just keep it pushing.
Right.
You know?
Open mouths don't get fed, as our producer Mayan tweeted us. Closed mouths,
yeah.
Don't get fed, as as I've heard. What did Oso say when you approached with this idea?
Oso's he's pretty easygoing, so he was open to it. We have mutual friends, so I just reached out to him. I said, hey, I like what you're doing. I got this song that I think we'd be great on. But the approach to it was a little different, because if you listen to the song, we're going back and forth, and you would think that we had this relationship by the way, like, it sounds so cohesive, but it was just kind of made on the fly, and we got lucky.
Right.
Yeah.
What did the others think when you approached them about this project? When did you do that?
So we've been working on this for a year. I want to thank Will Reeves for letting us use his studio in Columbia. We were driving 2 hours to kind of mix and master and produce the album as well. He kind of gave us full access to the studio. So when days that he didn't work, we kind of worked all all day to get it done. And that was just the main thing.
On that note, let's get into some of Squad Goals Volume 1. The first song I'd like to hear is a single from this album. Here's Good Morning by Anthony Lucius and Oso Valley.
They ain't acquaintance, but they unfamiliar faces. I got loud shit, probably wake the neighbors. Good morning, I want paper when the day come. Good morning, I want paper when the day come. I rap lavish, but I'm all about the basics. Whenever I play shit. Good morning, I want paper when the day come. Good morning, I want paper when the day come.
Hey, where we headed, shit, my fear of heights. Granny prayers held us down, you know we living life. But long live Kibi, man, this fried rice ain't hitting right. You know they come with friendly faces, but it might be shice. For what it is and who you are, never dream too much. And they gon' sleep if you don't show them in the AM up. I sit and listen about they wishes, this ain't what it seems. I tell them goals with all that kicking, but on me can't lean, for real.
Since a kid, I been knew that I was the man. All I needed was a chance, and some time to make a plan. Now I'm steady and demand, Oso Valley is the name.
That was Good Morning by Anthony Lucius and Oso Valley. It's the first song on Anthony's latest album, Squad Goals, Volume 1. Anthony, you were talking earlier about the kind of flow or confluence that you had with Oso Valley, who's from St. Louis. You're working together for the first time, but you're going back and forth so fluidly, you know, almost like finishing each other's sentences. How did this song come together?
I just invited him over to my house. I have a studio in my home as well. And I said, hey, you got some time to work on a song? And I had the beat already made up. And basically I had, I think, a few of the first lines. And I think I had a full, like, verse. And I think he came up with the ideas being like, we should go back and forth as far as like a catch and response kind of thing. And we tried it. And we really liked it. So that's why we just kept it going. So we actually wrote our lines. Like, I would say my line and say my first few bars, and he would say his. And that's how it kind of came about.
Mm-hmm. Something that stood out to me, living in St. Louis now for about 11 years, mm-hmm. is about the fried rice. That really, that caught my ear.
Yeah.
Whose line was that?
That was my line.
Okay.
Yeah, so I actually lost my cousin recently, Kibi, so that's why I said, long live Kibi, this fried rice ain't hitting right. So it's just, that was something that we did together, so I just wanted to also pay homage to, you know, my cousin. So.
Okay, I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah. I also am wondering about the video that accompanies the song on Spotify, and I spotted what I think was Cahokia Mounds,
yep.
Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me about the video and the visuals there and what you were trying to convey.
So the video was shot by Bia Jamira. She's a Los Angeles-based videographer. She's done a lot of work with a lot of brands, and she's a good friend of mine. She came up with the concept of just wanting to do a trailer. We wanted to give people like a think piece rather than have like a music video. We wanted to give something that just kind of showed St. Louis, showed East St. Louis, and Cokie Mounds. I was telling her certain places where I grew up and what did I do, and Cokie Mounds was one of those places I would just go and walk with my family or what. And we just, she got that location right there. So we did the Cokie Mounds, and then we also did a few places in East St. Louis and then a few places in O'Fallon as well.
Mm-hmm. The next song that I want to get to has all the rappers from the Metro East. This is Blessings, yes, by Anthony Lucius, Artifacts and Styx.
Mind chilling, in the cup, man, just five. Came from the times, put five in it. 1 hour from your 5 minutes. Luckily, I love her vibe different. 4-4-4 for the ride, listen. Hand moving close, I'ma slide in it. Play around 4:30, 3P on my bush. Took some time for the soul searching. 2 a.m. I'm gone, hurry. Do not disturb on the phone, clearly. I am the one, soon they know, baby. Liquor get pulled for the ones down. I've been talking to you like you're here right now. Are you here right now? I need to stop smoking loud. Hey, call me Keisha. If you want it, baby, bet I'ma need it. Anita, Halia, tryna hit a tempo, a speaker, her leaving some reefer. World in my palm is reliever, still dreaming about T-top. You can act like it's love, but it's not. You can act like, but fuck if you ain't down. I'ma get it, man, regardless who around. Oh God, blessings on blessings on blessings, I'm better than better. Blessings on blessings on blessings, I'm better than better.
That was Blessings by Anthony Lucius, Artifacts and Styx. It's on Anthony's latest album, Squad Goals, Volume 1. So everyone on this track, as I mentioned, is from the Metro East, but that's like one small label for a large area. Which parts of the Metro East are represented in this song?
So you got me from the East Side, and then you have Justin. He's from Belleville. He's also a football coach at Belleville East.
Oh.
And Artifact is from the East Side as well. So it was just nice to get, I wanted one song where at least represented 618, and mm-hmm, that was the track.
Right. And Justin is Styx?
Yes, that's Styx.
Yeah. How do you all know each other?
Growing up, I know Artifact, he was actually my first drummer. So when I was a teenager, he was in a group called Doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And saw him, I think the venue was called FUBAR, and we went and I had a local show, I think it was like a Mike Judy show, and I had asked him could he drum for me, and he kind of laughed, and that's kind of how we kicked our like relationship off. And ever since then, he's kind of been a mentor, just a kind of big brother to me in this. Mm-hmm. And Styx is good friend of mine, used to record with me a lot, just used to be a client at first. And then we became friends, so over time.
Were you familiar then to a certain degree that made writing Blessings together easier?
Yeah. It's really just talking about our life, you know what I mean? And it's just showing that, like, so they're fathers. So, like, that's, I wanted to get them both on the song, just being, you know, dads or whatever, but I think it's cool to see how, when I first met them, they didn't have kids, you know, and now, you know, just seeing them, like, just do a full little turn. So it's nice to see the growth in their life and then also the music as well, too, so.
Getting loaded in my final hour. Tony told you cockroaches that the world hours. Getting closer to the goals, count down how much I made, all blessed.
We're going to take a very quick break here, but we'll be back shortly to continue my conversation with rapper and music producer Anthony Lucius. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Blessings on better than better. Blessings on blessings on blessings on better than.
Catch me pulling out a whip. For the record, I ain't shit on my third child. So now I should probably learn a lot of chick. I'm done playing, but I coach now. You can see the jersey in the rafters for the squad. I'm bringing home.
This is St. Louis Public Radio. Support comes from Parrot Corporation. With a commitment to serving the St. Louis community through local partnerships and charitable support, guided by Parrot's core values. More at parrot.com/culture.
Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation with Anthony Lucius, rapper, songwriter, and music producer. His latest project, Squad Goals Volume 1, puts rappers from St. Louis and the Metro East all on one album. Let's get to more of Squad Goals. The last song I want to hear is the last song on the album. This is The Urge by Anthony Lucius and Rachel Bouger. That was The Urge by Anthony Lucius and Rachel Bouger. So, Anthony, we get to hear you sing on this song, getting in your R&B bag. Do you typically sing on your albums? Is this a first for you?
Yeah, I do sing. I don't call myself a singer. I say a croon. I feel like I can hold a note, you know? Hey, let's be real. I can croon, but Rachel did the lifting on that part. Mm-hmm.
What was it that drove the decision for you to contribute your vocals in this way?
So I wrote that chorus a long time ago, and I just wanted to get it out. And it was just mainly about, you know, love. I know it's a touchy subject with being especially a hip-hop artist, but sometimes it's just... You got to get out of your head with being like, oh, I got to put myself in this box. And I think that's what I've been doing lately, where it's like, I like it, you know? And I feel like other people like it. So why not?
So you tour the country often, yes. Anthony, with musicians from the Metro East and from St. Louis. And in fact, as we're talking today, you've just gotten back from Kansas City. What does taking your music on the road do for you, and what does it do for your music?
I feel that growing up watching my friends be athletes, it was nice to, I like being here. It's kind of like, you know, you get the scrimmage, you know, kind of see what the talent is. But at the same time, I feel like if you stay at home, you don't really get to know the full, like, grasp of what your music, you know, sounds like to other people. And, just touring, it's just being in front of other faces, new faces, and introducing yourself, you know, making that first impression, because that's everything. And I've made lifelong friends. I've made a lot of connections that I'm very thankful for. Say, for instance, my videographer to help with, you know. So you got to tell people not to be afraid to, you know, just take that chance, because there's a lot of talented people. But sometimes you got to leave the nest. I think that's the main thing.
When you describe the hip-hop scene in East St. Louis to music lovers here or across the country, is it something that they're familiar with? Or like, is there a story that you have found yourself telling to help people understand what its distinctions are?
I feel that with us not having a lot, we make it work. And I think that's one thing that's very important. So every time I see, like, I was just in the Bay last year at a La Russell show, and Nando was there. Mm-hmm. And me and Nando don't have, like, a very close relationship, but you would have thought me and him were cousins. And I think that's one thing that I do like about, like, us. You know, when we're here, it's like, okay, not a competition, but we're sharpening the sword. And I feel that when we go elsewhere, we do embrace each other like family, you know. And that's all. We just got to keep that going, you know, keep pushing it.
There's a stickiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this new album is a volume one. So does that mean that there's work already underway on volume two? Can you share a little bit about what you're hoping for with the next one?
I'm glad you asked me that. So I'm just looking for new talent. So that's my main thing. Trying to find more talent in the East St. Louis, St. Louis area, and that will be volume two, where I can try to find new people maybe outside of my circle and tap in with them. But I'm going to try to keep this going as long as I can, and hopefully it grows and grows and grows. So,
Are you going to be focused on, you know, hip-hop, or are you open to other genres as well?
I'm open to all genres, yeah. I grew up listening to it all, so.
So to close, the album cover for this EP has everyone that you've collaborated with, and you're now wearing the T-shirt as one of the ways that you're promoting this album. And it says Midwest Classic. There's a sports car, a race car, and then the names of all of the collaborators is like stickers. What is the message that you want to send in having a car and a race car at that be something that represents this album?
We wanted something that that stuck out, and that was very important. And I feel like once you see this shirt, it grabs your attention. So that's like the main thing. It just, and also pay homage to everybody that worked on the project as well too. So I feel like you look at the album and you'll get to see, you know, something new every time you look at it. But we just wanted to give quality merch that was, that we liked and that we enjoyed, that people would enjoy as well too. Not just make something that said squad on the front, you know. Actually take a little bit more thought and a little bit more care into what we're, you know, producing. Because people are spending, investing their, not only their money, but, you know, their time as well. So
I'll look forward to wearing the shirt out and having people ask me questions about it. Anthony Lucius is a rapper and music producer and a crooner who is from and based in East St. Louis. His latest album, Squad Goals, Volume 1, features rappers and musicians from St. Louis and the Metro East. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us today after all that travel, and have a great time in Atlanta.
Thank you for having me.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet. Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.